This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. Democrats going insane over Donald Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine. You mean a president isn't allowed to have a phone call with a world leader anymore? This is just all insane. And you've got Republicans like the former governor of Massachusetts, William Weld. I mean, of course, he looks like a complete idiot, a nincompoop, a mentally a loser with Trump derangement syndrome. He says we got to give the death penalty to Trump if it's true. For asking questions about Joe Biden's criminal actions, you get the death penalty now. And he says we could plea bargain down to impeachment. Can you imagine the insanity of these people? The insanity. I know opposite me at the same time is Mark Levin. And one of my listeners, Sandra, is telling me Mark Levin is a raging bull this afternoon. She must be switching back and forth to my show and his show because I'm going nuts at Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey and other Republicans want to see the details of the telephone conversation. It's a joke. Joe Biden's a criminal. Joe Biden's son's a criminal. Hillary Clinton with her uranium deal, a criminal. They all took taxpayer money and wielded power. Taxpayer money and taxpayer power to get big, gigantic deals in their bank accounts. And Trump asks about it, and he should get the death penalty for asking. And CNN calls us conspiracy theorists for asking. I guarantee you, I said this in hour number one, guarantee you. Obama got a piece of every one of these deals. A taste, as the mafia says. He's the Gambino crime family head. Obama got a taste of every one of these deals. You don't think he knew what was going on in his own administration? You don't think Obama knew Joe Biden was double dealing with the Ukrainians? You don't think he knew that Hillary was dealing with the Russians and selling American uranium in return for $140 million in the Clinton Foundation? You don't think he got 10%, $14 million in a Swiss bank account? And you don't think that's where the money's all laundered through the Clinton Foundation? Why would a charity be based offshore? A charity owes no taxes. I could form a 501c3 tomorrow, and I would owe zero taxes on every dollar that comes in. Not 1 cent. So why would I need to hide it offshore? You're hiding where the money's going when it's offshore. You know you owe no taxes. So that's not the issue. You're not hiding money from taxes. You're hiding where it's going. They're bribing world leaders. They're accepting bribes from world leaders. They're accepting bribes from CEOs of multinational corporations. And they're parceling out the money to top Democrats. And they're giving a piece of the action to Obama. That's what the Clinton Foundation's about. But I want to thank the idiotic whistleblower, who now it turns out wasn't even present, didn't even listen to the call. He heard it from someone else. I want to thank him, because you have destroyed Joe Biden. You haven't done anything to Donald Trump. He's at 52% at Rasmussen. He's at the highest of his presidency. Nobody cares anymore about what you idiots in the media say, because we all know you're idiots and you're bought and paid for by the Mexican drug cartels. You losers. We know exactly whose side you're on, and it's not the United States of America. Our children are dying of drug addiction. And they're dying because you let them walk across the border, because you want open borders, because you've been paid off by the Mexican drug cartel. And because you want them to, it's a triple win for you. Not only are you getting paid by the Mexican drug cartel, but the Mexican drug cartel brings the drugs in and brings illegals in with human trafficking. And then those humans vote for Democratic Party. So you win again and again and again. You win on every level. But the idiot whistleblower, who is the only one guilty of treason and spying on American presidents, should go to jail for the rest of his life. That idiot is it did us the greatest favor ever, because I've been ranting about Biden's Ukraine deals and China deals on this show for 2 years, and nobody cared, no one listened. And now the whole world is focused on Biden's crimes. The Democratic Party didn't understand. They killed themselves by leaking this stuff. Killed themselves. Trump's not in trouble. The only one in trouble is Biden. They put the spotlight on Biden. It's like a boomerang. It boomerangs on them. Peter Schweitzer is a great author I've had on the show, who I appreciate. And he says the media's trying to turn a Biden scandal into a Trump scandal. You're damn right. Trump did nothing wrong. But now they're trying to turn it to his scandal to hide their scandal. They are the ones selling out America to foreign powers. Biden's the one who used his power to sell out the United States of America and you, the taxpayer and the voter of America. Biden's the only one that ought to be convicted of treason. Even I wouldn't suggest giving the death penalty. Biden, first of all, is a senile old man who looks like he's got Alzheimer's. Somehow I wouldn't march him off and put him in an electric chair and watch him get electrocuted and clap. Or I wouldn't watch him get a needle and scream in pain as his arms burn, the former senator and vice president. It's just so ridiculous what that idiot Republican, never Trump, scumbag William Weld said. Let's give Trump the death penalty. Yeah. Like, you're all so sick in the head. You want to watch the guy who's given us the greatest economy in 50 years. You want to watch him get a needle and die and be there behind the window watching as you kill President Trump. You're sick people, man. Sick. And you're, I keep saying how sick the Democrats are. There are never Trump Republicans that are just as sick in the head. And William Weld is a great example. You know what I would like to do with you over the comment you made? Boy, don't get me in a room with William Weld. You have no idea what's going to happen. You have no idea what's coming after you, William. Or coming at you, William. How vile can you be? You'd like to see Trump murdered by the government? Because what? Because he's not a fan of the deep state? Because he unveiled the bad stuff the deep state does? Now we got to kill him? Says a former governor of one of our most populous states? A Republican governor? Shouldn't surprise me, because Mitt Romney's a piece of human scum. Mitt Romney's the worst Republican ever. Up there with John McCain and now William Weld. These guys are disgraces. Their mothers are in heaven going, I didn't know. He's not my kid. I take no credit for that piece of garbage. What terrible people. Republican, Democrat, doesn't even matter what's after your name. You're all horrible people. Let's grab a call from J.D. in Vegas. He's usually pretty good with common sense. J.D., you're on with War. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. Excellent. First of all, this is the best of. You got to keep it. You're on fire. How many transcripts of prior presidents in the United States have ever been listened to?
None.
None. You know, I think that ultimately one of these days Trump is going to have to sit down very shortly with the capos in the Democratic Party and make them an offer they can't refuse, because they are out of control. Now, someone mentioned one of your very smart constitutional lawyer that he's on fire. Well, he has stated categorically that Biden has committed obstruction of justice and blackmail in that conversation that he recorded, that he was so proud of, relaying to the American
right.
public.
Right.
So,
of course.
A great rant, and 52%. I don't understand one other thing. I've been harping for 2.5 years. If you remember, President Trump, the first week he was in office, he made a call to the president of Mexico and a call to the prime minister of Australia. Those calls were reported verbatim in the New York Times. That leaker has never been discussed by many major talk show hosts or by Mr. Trump or his people. Who leaked that conversation, and how can a president be talking to foreign heads of state be monitored by inferior people in the government?
Doesn't make any sense. And I'm telling you, I've said this before. I hope Right Wing Watch is watching. I hope you repeat what I'm saying. Obama's the one who committed treason. Obama's the one who sold out America. Obama's the one who sold out Christians and Jews. Obama's the one who sold out Israel. Wouldn't you like to be a spy listening in on the conversation of Obama with Muslim leaders around the world? Can you imagine what Obama said about America and about Jews and Israel and Christians?
How about Obama going after Netanyahu's election 4 years ago, sending his State Department people to help, sending his own people to help, using State Department money? Where the hell was that special counsel or that investigation? And thank you for giving me the heads up on the Houston rally. I YouTubed it. I cannot believe 60,000 Red Dot Indians, American citizens now, came to Houston for President Trump and the Prime Minister
Israel.
Of India. That is unheard of. No president, no political party has ever, not even Obama, attracted that many people.
To a football stadium, Reliance Stadium, the home of the Houston Texans. Absolutely amazing. All right, JT, we got to run. What do we got left in this segment, Chris? About a minute 20. All right, so Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to make sure I had enough time to thank our sponsor, Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it stronger now than ever before. Central banks of the world on a record gold buying spree. China on a record gold buying spree. And so, you know, gold's at 1528. I'm looking right now at CNBC. 1528.80 an ounce. $1,528 an ounce. It is up over $200 an ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. The world is awash in debt and crisis and chaos. You got to own gold. And it's even more important to own it through Swiss America, America's most trusted name in gold and silver. For over 35 years, they've sold and bought billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. Give them a call now. Get a free special report and a free DVD hosted by Wayne Allyn Root, yours truly. Free phone call to 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646. Or go online to SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So some jerk comes along and says that Trump said something wrong in a telephone conversation with the president of the Ukraine, or maybe it's the prime minister, I don't know. Ukraine's president, here it's president. I don't know what they call their leader, president. And now the source says the whistleblower didn't even have firsthand knowledge of the Trump call with the Ukraine president. You can't even believe this stuff. Wayne Root heard that someone said that President Trump said, I'll do something for Ukraine if you do me a favor. And you're going to say, oh, now we got to give the death penalty. Now we got to impeach him. This is so funny. You know, I don't know. I heard. Wayne Root heard from someone I really trust 12 generations ago that Obama sold out the United States of America to the Muslim world. I heard that. I absolutely heard it. It could be the person I heard it from was nuts. It could be that person was 100% right. It might have been my friend in the Mossad who said Obama was on the phone selling out the United States to all the Muslim terrorists of the world. I guess that means Obama needs to get the death penalty. I mean, this is so insane that you can't even believe this is the United States of America. We've become a banana republic. I heard that Obama was actually a communist Manchurian candidate who was put in place by the Russians to destroy the American economy. And he did destroy the American economy. So I think we got to give Obama the death penalty because I heard that. Do you understand how crazy this all is? What liberals would say if I said those things? Well, I kind of did say those things. I never said Trump, that Obama got the death penalty, but I did say that Obama was a communist plant. That's what he was. He was a communist, and he was sent here, in my opinion, to hurt the United States of America by George Soros and Soros' friends. That's all. No big deal there. That's what he is. That's what it is. Just like the little girl. The little girl that was sent to the United Nations today by George Soros. I mean, everybody must be nuts. She's crying up there. How dare you? You've killed my future. She's like 11 years old, and she's crying and literally in anger and throwing threats at world leaders. We're supposed to listen to 11-year-olds now who've been brainwashed by their communist teachers. I mean, this is funny. This is really hilarious. My God. Let me see if I can find the article about this little girl. Now we're supposed to think that she's got all the answers to life. Here it is. The girl's name is Greta Thunberg. This little girl. Marxists have gotten their hands on this little girl. And now she's giving speeches in front of the United Nations. It's just bizarre. It's so bizarre. The complaint filed with the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child accuses Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, and Turkey of failing to fulfill their obligations to act against climate change. Place them in violation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, a 3-decade-old human rights treaty which sets out the civil, political, social, and cultural rights of children. Change needs to happen now. If we are to avoid the worst consequences, the climate crisis is not just weather. It's about lack of food, lack of water, places that are unlivable, refugees. Because of it, there it is. Oh, see, climate change is all about illegal aliens coming to America. It's so scary, Thunberg said in a statement. Oh, my God. The complaint did not name China, which accounts for 30% of the global emissions. What a joke. Who sent you? China sent you? This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you, said the Swedish teenager in her planned remarks. You've stolen my dreams and my childhood with your open words. I mean, this is a joke. Greta Thunberg. I think she's from Sweden. She's like 11 years old. She thinks she knows the world's problems and all the answers to the world's problem. She thunders at United Nations leaders. How dare you? Oh, she's 16. 60-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg. What's the difference? She looks like she's 12. I'm looking at her. She's looking at a 12-year-old Swedish girl. She's going to lecture me like she knows anything about climate change. Every word ever came out of Al Gore's mouth, every hysterical promise turned out to be a lie. There is no climate change, you little idiot. Little brainwashed idiot. God, don't you realize? Don't you realize that Hitler did the same thing? Don't you realize little Nazi children were convinced the Jews were the devil? You can make children say anything. Our society doesn't listen to 60-year-olds and 11-year-olds. She's so terrified about climate change, junk science, she can't talk without crying. She's hysterical. This is what we've done to our school children. This is what the teachers have done to the children. Oh, and those poor teachers, by the way. 70% of Wisconsin's highest-earning public employees work for the state university system. You know, the people that make like $400,000 a year to teach 2 one-hour courses each week. Poor babies. Most of them are probably like Elizabeth Warren. They got their jobs by making believe they were Indians. Oh, my God, our country is just going to hell in a handbasket. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will be discussing growing tensions with Iran when he addresses the UN General Assembly on Tuesday.
We'll be talking about Iran. We'll be talking about various things that we're doing.
Talking with reporters in New York, the president noted that the United States is putting great pressure on Iran through sanctions, and the sanctions are taking their toll.
Iran is a different place than when I took over. When I took over the United States, when I became president, Iran was a real threat to the entire Middle East and maybe beyond.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of playing politics with the whistleblower complaint. Opening the Senate, McConnell called it a sensitive matter and said it should be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors and not in the media. The issue involves a July phone call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's coming up fast now. Just think, it's the end of September, and October 10th to 12th is AmpFest 19 at the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. So it's like 2 weeks away now is AmpFest, and I'm flying down to Miami. I'll miss being on the air that Friday, and I'll give my speech on Saturday at AmpFest. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi. Very cool. So I will see you down there. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Get your tickets now. We've got our guest here, Christine Douglas Williams. Christine Douglas Williams, author of The Challenge of Modernizing Islam, and also the book called Fired by the Government of Canada for Criticizing Islam. It looks like that's the name of a book. Let's find out. Christine, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Great to be with you.
Was there actually a book you wrote called Fired by the Government of Canada for Criticizing Islam?
That's right. Fired by the Canadian Government for Criticizing Islam. Multicultural Canada, a weak link in the battle against Islamization. That's the full title.
Wow. So you were some sort of a government official, is that right?
I was an appointed director with the Canadian Race Relations Foundation under the Harper government, but was removed by the Trudeau government for criticizing Islam in my writings. Political Islam, might I add.
Yeah, I mean, this goes on in America, this goes on big time in Europe, and this obviously goes on big time in Canada as well.
Or so.
If conservatives tell the truth or ask questions in any way, shape, or form, we are conspiracy theorists, we are racists, we are Islamophobic, and we must be fired, lose our jobs, lose our businesses. This is insanity.
Well, it amounts to tacit blasphemy laws. We're under punitive action for criticizing Islam. Any other religion can be criticized. Any other religion could even be mocked. But you start mocking Islam or even questioning Islam, you're going to face punitive action.
Well, look, the good news was for a while there, it sure seemed like under Obama, there were a lot of terrorist attacks around the world and in America as well. And let me remind you about the 50 gay people killed at the Pulse nightclub in Florida. And there was a California Muslim attack, and there was the Fort Hood Muslim attack, and there were a whole bunch of them. I can't even remember them all. It seems like under Trump, we really have seen very little at all in the United States. I don't know about Canada, but in the United States, very little. Even lately in Europe, I haven't noticed a lot of Muslim terrorist attacks. Seems like they're running out of people who want to kill themselves, you know, who want to die in a terrorist attack. Maybe that's what's going on. They've run out of bodies?
Well, there are plenty of bodies, unfortunately, that are willing to do the work. And what's going on here is that ISIS, I mean, Trump has dealt with ISIS. I mean, we're not out of the woods because these types exist all over the world, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and so forth, and they've been commanded to commit their jihad overseas. But the thing is, what a lot of people don't understand is that appeasement just does not work. When you look at the style of Donald Trump, that's the kind of language these people understand. They understand strength. They understand, wait a minute here, this guy's not going to just sit there and take our garbage. He's not going to sit there and take us coming in and slaughtering his people. So we see more of that happening in countries across Europe, particularly those that have a high influx of Muslim migration. And we're not pointing fingers at all Muslims, but we are saying a fact, and this has been said again and again in newspaper report after newspaper report, that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have infiltrated refugee streams. It doesn't take a dud to know that if you have an open-door policy, you're going to have the bad guys trickling in, because after all, they do have an objective, and they're on a war of jihad to infiltrate and to take over what's deemed to be the house of war, to turn it in to the house of Islam. This is a 1,400-year-old war, and it's not about to stop now. Open-door immigration is the worst problem that we could have today in a global war against terror.
So I don't know if you saw, we're talking on the phone line right now with Christine Douglas-Williams, who's the author of Fired by the Government of Canada for Criticizing Islam and the Challenge of Modernizing Islam. I don't know if you saw that yesterday President Trump held a rally with American Indians with 50 or 60,000 filling a giant football stadium in Houston, Texas. It was the most amazing scene I've ever seen. And he got multiple standing ovations. One of them was for saying something that would get you fired in Canada. Clearly, because you got fired in Canada. He got a standing ovation for his comment on radical Islamic terrorism. His exact words, Trump said, were, "We stand proudly in defense of liberty. We are committed to protecting innocent civilians from the threat of radical Islamic terrorism." And the audience of 50 to 60,000 Indians erupted and gave him a standing ovation. So there are obviously lots of people out there, including Indians from India, who understand the threat of radical Islam.
This was absolutely groundbreaking, because what you see in the far left is that they have created a picture where it is us versus them. Sadly, the us is white people. The them are visible minorities. It is not the way it once was in Western countries. We have evolved to be extremely accepting, and I use the word extremely because of wide open door immigration. What yesterday showed, what that rally showed, was that there are those brown people out there, the Indians, that support Trump. And what this actually tells the American public is that, wait a minute here, Trump has supporters that are brown. He has supporters that are visible minorities. So he couldn't be as racist as the way certain types, in fact, those who ascribe to identity politics, try to make him out to be. They try to make him out to be a racist beast, when Trump is very clear that he is after the threat. He is trying to deal with the threat of radical Islam. And without mentioning any specific names, when you look at the Indian or countries, when you look at the Indians and you look at the state of India, they're under constant threat from Pakistan, radical Islamists. This is what is going on in the world. And it's not just in the West. It's everywhere.
So, as a kid, I was a blue-collar son of a butcher, SOB, and I was accepted into Columbia University. I was valedictorian in my school and got into Columbia University. And when I went to Columbia, here's when I met Christine. We're talking to Christine Douglas-Williams, author of The Challenge of Modernizing Islam. I met a bunch of white liberal kids, spoiled brats, lucky sperm club, who had everything in their lives handed to them. And all they could talk about all day long was racism and how white people were racist. And I just was so shocked and so nauseated, so sickened by white people who seemed to hate themselves for being white and hate every white person in power and wanted to destroy every white person in power. And now I see Canada suffers from the exact same disease. His name is Justin Trudeau.
Yes, and I'm going to add to your story, because clearly I'm older than you. So you take that back a couple of decades, and I was brought up in an era where you had the far left kids, where I was a visible minority in school, and everything was about race. But it wasn't about protecting different races or all belonging to the same human existence. It was a case of, let's beat up the brown kid, let's mock the black kid, let's make fun of this visible minority, that visible minority. And that is the reason why the anti-racism industry and hate laws came into effect. When they first started, it was under a noble venture to try to honor the Constitution of equality. And we have come a very long way to the those that you were mentioning, we're talking those that play identity politics, everything is racism, to the point where you criticize a doctrine, you criticize Islam, because let's make no bones about this. Everybody knows, everybody, about persecution of minorities. For goodness sake, since 1948, over 11 million Muslims have been killed by their fellow co-religionists for not being Muslim enough. And what they do to Christians is spoken for. The Jewish state of Israel is facing extinction every day because of Islamists who want to obliterate it. The list goes on and on, against gays, against apostates, against everybody virtually, against those who do not ascribe to what normative Islam is. In other words, you must be a believer, otherwise you're an infidel. So to criticize that warrants you being a racist, according to the far left, which is a big problem, because racism still exists. And when I say racism, I don't mean according to their model, white people versus everybody else. I mean among visible minorities themselves, because colorism is a big issue issue among visible minorities coming into the different countries of the West, and that seems to be the biggest secret out there. So these identity politics players have actually shut down real discourse about genuine racism and about Islam because they're playing the race card. They don't care about human rights. They care about politics, or in some cases, money.
Christine, let's segue for a minute into Justin Trudeau wearing blackface, because I think that's an important part of this whole thing. All these liberals have worn blackface in the past, and I'm a huge, you know, I'm to the right of Attila the Hun. I'm a conservative, I'm a Reagan, I'm a Trump, I'm a Goldwater conservative here in America, and I love being a right-wing conservative talk shows. And I've never been in blackface in my life, and I've never put down black people in my life. I want to pull them up, but I don't want to pull them up by making them addicts to welfare and food stamps. They call me a racist for that. Isn't it funny? Why are the liberals the ones in blackface all the
time? Because they're the ones that ascribe to a bigotry of low expectations. They're
right.
The ones that are racist. They're the ones that they can't stop mentioning race when it suits them because they are the racist. You don't find a lot of conservatives in blackface because they aren't the racist ones. I'm not saying that you don't find racist conservatives. Of course you do. You also find racist Chinese. You also find racist from India. Racist from all over the world. But liberals tend to have, I'm talking the far left, tend to have a corner when it comes to the bigotry of low expectations, which is the worst form of racism, and mockery. Blackface is nothing but mockery of ethnics. We know, we all know that there is a history of racism in the West, and in fact, every country. And the
Hey, Christine, we got to run. You know, in radio, it goes fast. So, Christine Douglas Williams, author of The Challenge of Modernizing Islam. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allen Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Do you like the high-class way I said that? Real Water. I sound like a Brit. Real Water. Real Water. Brett and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water. They listen to my national radio show. They're the greatest fans of Trump. They're business owners. They're my kind of people. But, boy, it's their product I rave about. I live and die with Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. Thank you, Brent and Amy Jones. I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. And I bet, Brent, if I promoted his Real Water, that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try, and not just any try, that you would specifically go to Sprouts Markets and try Real Water and let the store know that War sent you. Brent Jones wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a very special discounted price. So what have I been raving about for a couple days now? That President Trump should say the guy who spied, the supposed whistleblower who listened in on his phone call, should be arrested for spying and treason. You can't spy on the president's phone calls. How can you allow people to listen in on the president's phone calls and then leak them to the press? That's a crime. So President Trump today demands to know the whistleblower's identity and questions his loyalty to the U.S. Is he on our country's side? Right. How do you know he's not on Russia's side? How do you know he's not on Ukraine's side? How do you know he's not on China's side? How do you know he's not on George Soros' side? Which he is, I guarantee you. And he's looking at so discontent and crisis in America. President Trump this morning demanded to know the identity of the deep state whistleblower who penned a complaint against him over his phone calls to the Ukrainian President Zelensky. Where's he from? Whose side is he on? Right. He's highly partisan spy in our intel community, seeking the protection of whistleblower status in order to snitch on President Trump. It's amazing. As Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett argued, Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president sweeping power to conduct foreign affairs, negotiate with leaders of other nations, make demands or offer compromises. The Constitution does not grant the power of review, approval, or disapproval to spies or other unelected officials in the executive branch. The only scandal is Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, making who knows how many tens of millions, hundreds of millions from foreign governments and oligarchs, including Ukraine and China. He was making $50,000 a month alone sitting on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian natural gas company, despite the fact he has no knowledge or experience in the gas business. And then Joe Biden strong-armed the president of Ukraine and got him to fire the prosecutor looking into it. I mean, this is just amazing. And now there's a new report out. This is what they're hiding. $1.8 billion is missing from a Ukrainian firm that Biden's son sits on their board. This is what they're hiding. Why hasn't anyone looked into Biden's Ukrainian ties? In the last days of the Obama administration, Vice President Joe Biden took a swan song trip to Ukraine, a notoriously corrupt country where he'd been the administration's point person. On the eve of the trip, the country announced it would end a criminal investigation into a company connected to the loss of $1.8 billion in aid funding. A company's board of directors, including Biden's son, Hunter. The Biden family's dealings with this Ukrainian company involved getting one of the country's most notorious mob bankers, Ihor Kolomoisky, off the U.S. government visa ban list. Under Biden's leadership, $3 billion in aid went to Ukraine, and his son's company was implicated in the disappearance of $1.8 billion of that money. It's just unbelievable. You can't even believe this. This guy knows nothing about energy, and he's on an energy company's board of directors, and he's making $50,000 a month. And then Giuliani hits Biden with a new $3 million Ukraine, Latvia, Cyprus money laundering accusation. And I'm not always with Rudy Giuliani. Some of the time he's good. Some of the time he sounds a little like Biden, like he doesn't know where the hell he is. But Rudy Giuliani leveled serious new claims at the Bidens in a series of tweets Monday morning. Chief among them is a claim that $3 million was laundered to former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, via Ukraine, Latvia, Cyprus, U.S. route. A revolution he claims was kept from you by swamp media. He also says Obama's U.S. Embassy instructed Cyprus not to reveal the dollar amount. I'm telling you, Obama was getting a cut. Just like the mafia, Obama was getting a cut. This guy's the Gambino crime family, except it's the Obama crime family. He's the president of the United States. He knows where all the bodies are buried. He knew what Joe Biden was doing. He knew what Hunter Biden was doing. He was getting reports on it. Enough of the music. He knew what Hillary was doing when she got her $140 million donation from Russian companies for giving them uranium stock of the United States, a third of it, or actually it was 25% of it. He must have taken a cut, Obama. How was he letting him do this? And Rudy Giuliani's tweet says, today, though, it's the $3 million laundered payment, classical proof of guilty knowledge and intent that was kept from you by the swamp media. Ukraine, Latvia, Cyprus, U.S. is a usual route for laundering money. Obama's U.S. embassy told Cyprus Bank not to disclose the amount to Biden. Stinks. Trump's personal attorney then mentioned China, where author Peter Schweitzer reported Joe and Hunter Biden flew on Air Force Two, and 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm inked a private equity deal for $1 billion with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China, which expanded later to $1.5 billion. Biden's scandal only beginning, Rudy Giuliani said. Lots more evidence on Ukraine, like today's money laundering. Also, the $1.5 billion China gave Biden's fund while Joe was, as usual, failing in his negotiations with China. Wow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.